お願いします。
いや、みずきちゃんからお願いします。
え、私。
はい、
私からですか。はい、じゃあ、Hello everyone, welcome back to 留学101 podcast. I'm Mizuki.
And I'm Aida.
Since Aida came back from France,
yeah.
Last month?
Last month.
And, well, it's not travel season or anything, but I listened to this podcast and they were talking about travel anxiety and I was like, oh, we can, like, you know, also talk about travel anxiety because I have anxiety surrounding travel myself. And Aida was like, yeah, I had some incident happening when I went to France. So we're going to talk about that this episode. So what was the incident that you had?
So, you know, like, I had 4 hours of transit in Amsterdam before I came back to Japan. I mean, Tokyo. So I was like, oh, why not? Like, I just go to, like, the downtown area to have some sightseeing before I went back to Japan. And so I took a train to, like, to the downtown area. And I got email from KLM, which is Dutch airline.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that the flight is delayed for an hour. So the departure time has been changed to like 1 p.m. or ish from like 12 p.m. ish. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, okay, then. But still, like, it's kind of, it's safe to be at the airport, like, before like 2 or 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Before the flight departures. So I went back to airport and I went to the lounge to like spend 1 or 2 hours. So the email says, so my flight got delayed for an hour. So I was like, oh, then I have another hour to spend in the lounge because, you know, I didn't want to wait in front of the gate because it's going to be so crowded. And there's no like free drink or like free snacks, so why not, like, I stay in the lunch for another hour to like wait. But like, I suddenly thought, oh, like, I think I should go now for the safety, you know. Then so I decided to like wait in front of the gate, and then like I checked the boarding the screen, which, oh, the schedule is appeared, you know?
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
What is it called in Japanese?
I don't even know in Japanese and also in English as well. Yeah, it's a screen with all the schedule is up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I found my flight and it says the boarding has been closed. The gate has been closed.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the fuck, you know?
Because
The email says the flight got delayed for an hour, but it was actually on time.
What?
Yeah. So I got email saying the flight got delayed because actually the airplane was traveled from Japan to Amsterdam, and their schedule got delayed, so all the like preparation and thingy has been delayed, so the departure time is gonna be delayed for an hour. But actually it somehow arrived on time, but, you know, they didn't send me another email saying, oh, the flight is on time, so you better like come to the departure gate like on time. So I actually run to the gate, but the gate was still open, so I could like take the flight. But, you know,
that was a good call on your part to leave a little bit early.
I know,
to go to the gate.
Yeah,
that sucks.
And, you know, I literally like told the flight attendants in front of the gate saying, oh, I got the email that saying the flight got delayed. So I was spending a time like in the lounge, but, you know, like, how come it's on time and I didn't get any email? I was like kind of like angry about that, you know? So, but the flight attendants was like, oh, we got, you know, oh, we're on time. Now you can go back to Tokyo with us. Ha ha ha, you know.
Oh my God.
Okay. You know, if it's, you know, JAL or ANA, and they'll be like, 大変申し訳ございません. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, but she was like, oh, it's okay. You can go back to Tokyo with us.
Okay, I mean, thank you. I guess.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I guess.
Yeah, but that was the, like, scariest moment that I, like, had.
Yeah, that's why I don't trust those, like... We should look up what it's called, that board thingy. What is the screen in the airport called? Flight information display. That's it.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I keep seeing this TikTok where people go to the gates to see if it exists, to see if that gate actually exists and it's for the destination that you're going before, like, going to grab something to eat. Have you seen, like, those TikToks? People film themselves, like, and look at the gate and they're like, okay. And then they, like, leave to, like, grab something to eat.
Oh.
But I'm like, yeah.
I never done that before.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't check the gate before?
I mean, I checked the gate on the display and, okay, it's like 550A or something. Then, oh, okay. Then I'll go to the lounge to spend the time.
I have to go to the gate and see on the display whether it says, like, the destination that I'm actually going.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm really paranoid when it comes to flying or travel in general. So, and airports are the worst.
Yeah, but that was so scary because, you know, like, no one was there in the gate except flight attendants.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was the very last person to get bored.
Mm-hmm.
Boarded, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Because sometimes, like, they don't even, like, change the display. So, like, it says somewhere else, but it's actually the gate that I need to go to. So I was so confused. I went back and forth to the gate, to the board, and kept checking, but I'm like, it does not say my destination. So I ended up, like, asking the people around me. I'm like, does this go to Hawaii or something? And they were like, yeah. And I'm like, why doesn't the board or the screen say, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's stressful.
Mm.
Airports and abroad can be very tactile, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And I hate that. It's probably the Japanese.
Yeah, but you know, like, I've never had this kind of experience before. So, like, I was like, oh, I should have be in front of the gate, like, at least before, like, hour. Because, you know, I always go to the lounge and, you know, like, chilling before the flight. So,
yeah, the lounge is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. And, like, especially if you, like, use the airport for the first time, like, you never know how big the airport is. So, like, so the Amsterdam airport was so, like, huge.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, the display says the gate is, like, 50 something. So I followed the arrow, but it was actually, like, I had to, like, work 10 minutes. 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
To get to the gate.
Yeah, to get to the gate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't expect that, so.
Yeah. It really depends on, like, how big the airport is, too, because, like, if it's a busy airport, you need to get there, like, 5 hours in advance, I feel like. Some airports are crazy. The lines are crazy. So, like...
Yeah, like, especially during, like, Thanksgiving or, like, holiday seasons. Yeah.
Yeah, not even, like, 2 hours is gonna cover the time that you go through security and all the lines. So, like, you really need to get there early if it's, like, a big airport. I've heard, like, in Incheon, airport is, like, pretty bad. The lines are really bad. Or I think the busiest airport in the States is Atlanta airport, I think. So, like, if you go to, like, one of those busiest airports, you really need to get there, like, 5-6 hours ahead, which sucks, but
Other than that, like, I think I didn't, I've never had, like, travel anxiety. Anxiety, yeah, in my whole life.
That's nice.
Yeah, like, I'm this kind of person, like, who thought the only thing I need is passport.
Yeah. Until I get on the plane and it's in the air, I get really worried. Like, I'm like, can I get to the gate on time? Am I gonna miss the flight? Am I gonna get on the wrong flight? Like, it's, I don't.
How do you get to the, like, wrong flight?
I have no idea. I know it's not gonna happen, but, like, my anxiety doesn't care about logic. So I'm, like, paranoid all the time. I enjoy the flying. The plane itself, I'm okay. Like, I enjoy it. But until I get on the plane, I'm, like, paranoid very much. And I'm, like, anxious all the time. So I told this story a long time ago. It was, like, one of the earliest episodes on this podcast. And I told it in Japanese. But I'm just gonna tell it again in English, just for the sake of the topic. But I think it was during winter break when I was studying abroad. I had a layover at Denver, and Denver is, like, one of the biggest, I think it might be the biggest airport in the States. The busiest is Atlanta, but the biggest is Denver, I believe. And I had a layover at Denver airport, and I only had 15 minutes from, you know, landing to
15.
Whoa. I gambled. It was either 15 minutes or 6 hours.
Oh.
And I really didn't want to wait 6 hours. So I was like, you know what? I probably shouldn't do this, but I'm going to gamble a little bit and take the 15 minute layover. And the way I was sweating the whole time, the first flight, I was sweating the whole time. And I was like, I was kind of towards the back of the plane too. So, like, I was like, oh my God, people, please get off. Please get off quickly. But yeah, I was like, oh my God, I might miss the plane or the flight. And, well, I got off and I really wanted to pee, but there was no time to pee. So I was like running towards the gate. But the gate that I landed at Denver airport was, like, gate 7. And the next flight was, like, at gate 75.
What?
And I was sprinting. I was sprinting like no other. Like, I was like, oh my God, I want to pee, but, like, later, that can wait. So I was, like, running from, like, gate 7 to gate 75, and everyone was looking at me, and I was like, I don't care if I look crazy, I need to get on this flight. So I ran to gate 75, and I was, like, one of the last person to get on the plane. And I was like, oh my God, I made it.
Oh, you made it.
Yeah. Yeah, I made it. So that's, thank God. But yeah, I would never do that again. I was lucky that, like, there was no delay.
Oh yeah.
On the first plane, because delays can, like, happen pretty regularly, I feel like, in the States. So, but, like, I lucked out, and, like, all the flights that I got on when I was studying abroad, none of them really, like, got delayed or canceled. So I think I was lucky on that part, but yeah.
I'm fine with everything, to be honest, but, you know, like, if you only have, like, 15 minutes of layover,
yeah,
I don't think I'll purchase that ticket.
I don't recommend at all. Don't do what I did. Don't gamble. Literally just sit on your ass and wait for 6 hours. It's fine.
Yeah.
When I was like, I really don't feel like waiting 6 hours. I really don't want to. So I asked around all my friends for their advice. I was like, should I not? Half of them were like, don't do it. Half of them were like, you know what? If you're lucky, you can make it. And I was like,
if you're lucky enough, you know.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to bet on the luck. And it worked out. So I was talking about this with my dad the other day. And he was telling me the story when, I forgot where he went, but I think it was in the States, I think, and he had a layover, and, like, the first plane got delayed a little bit, so he was, like, sprinting towards the next flight, like I was, but they literally closed the gate, like, right in front of him, and they did not let him in. And like, that's the thing I hate about like airports in the States. I don't know. They're so mean. Like, the plane is right there. What do you mean? Why can't I? Like, you just closed the door. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know anything about, like, you know, how planes work and, like, how everything works. But you're not even going to leave that spot for the next 20 minutes. So, like, why can't I get in? Like, I don't know. It's just...
I don't think that even for Japanese airline, like, they wouldn't let the customers in if the door is closed.
Yeah, but, like, they closed it right in front of you. Just open it again. I just saw it closed. Like, can you not open it for me? I don't know. But that's my worst nightmare. Yeah. But if it was like Japanese Airlines, the flight attendant will run around the airport and find you.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And they'll be like, "Nani nani san."
Yeah. Find that code again.
Yes. They will literally run around to find you.
Yeah.
And that's what
that's
I love
true,
about like airlines in Japan. They will do anything to get you on that plane.
Yeah.
But no, in the States they're like, "Aw." Too bad. Better luck next time, you know?
Mm.
I hate that. Even thinking about it makes me anxious, honestly.
Mm. Yeah, I know, like, we shouldn't like make the Japanese airline as the standard,
no.
But you know, Oda, like other foreign companies, like attitude is, you know.
So. I guess that's normal, you know.
Yeah. We can think in that way
yeah.
as well.
I'm sorry, our standards are high. I'm so sorry, Japanese companies take care of their, you know, passengers good.
Yeah. And also, like, I don't know if we have a right to say that because, you know, we are purchasing the economy tickets.
It's whatever. It's whatever. It is what it is. But yeah, like, some companies are really bad. Like, they... Like, your in-flight luggage has to be a certain size.
Yeah.
And it has to fit in this, like, you know, like, they have this, like, measurement thing, and, like, you have to put it in your bag to make sure it fits and whatnot. And, like, I've seen, like, several TikToks about this, but, like, it literally fits, but they're, like, you have to pay extra to get on the flight or something. And, like, I think, I might be wrong, I think the flight attendants or the, you know, the workers get like commission or like they get paid.
What?
Every time like they, you know, find their victim, you know.
Victim.
Yeah. So like they don't really care. And it's very, like, the things that they do, some companies do, are very sketchy and very unreasonable. And that's what I hate.
That was the time when I went to Hawaii from Toronto. And it was during, I think, spring break or something. Especially in the Pearson Airport, which is in like the biggest airport in Toronto. Like there are like two gates for the international flight. One is for the States and one is for like another countries except for States. So the demand of going to the States was somehow high in that day. So the queue to the customs was so long. And I went to airport like 3 hours on prior to my departure. But like, you know, the line was so long. So I had to wait for like 2 hours to get to the luggage.
Luggage claim? The baggage claim?
The baggage claim, the baggage claim.
The security?
Oh, the security. So it took me like 1 to 2 hours to get to the security. So I asked the staff at the airport if I can go to the front because my flight is gonna be departure in like 30 minutes, I guess. And that's kind of complicated in Canada, but like you have to have ESTA or It's a ESTA, I think. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in Pearson, you have to get the like printed version of ESTA to go to the States. So there is the counter to print your ESTA. And then there is a security to check the luggage. And then you have the customs to have the stamp on the passport.
Huh? Wait, what's customs? Why do you have to go to customs?
Customs is 税関か. 税関.
Mm. Is it custom like when you get out of there?
Sorry. So it's not custom. It's the immigration counter? That's the immigration. 出国審査.
出国審査なんかあったっけ?
あるある。 日本にもあるじゃん。 あの、ゲートに入る前に。 スタンプ押すとこ。
It's been a minute. I don't remember. Was it like you go through security and then you... Oh, yeah, yes. I do remember.
Yeah, so you go to security to check mm-hmm. the luggage. And then you have the immigration. I think that's the immigration counter. And then you entered to the boarding gate. So that's a lot of like process, you know? And it's going to take more than 1 hour if the airport is so crowded.
Mm.
So I was like, oh no, I cannot like wait in the queue like to get through those order process within like 30 minutes. So I asked the lady if I can go to the front because, you know, my flight is going to departure in like 30 minutes. Then, but the staff was like, no, like you have to wait because, you know, everyone was waiting. But, you know, I was like, but you know, my flight is gonna departure soon. But she was like, no. So I run into the staff. She's like, I don't know what she was doing, but like she was just sitting in very front of the line before the security. So I said the lady that the staff in the back was saying that I have to just go to the front to ask the staff there to cut in the line. By lie, you know. No one said that. Well, you know, I told the lady that the other staff was saying, so I just came to you. But then she was like, oh, okay, just go. Then I cut the line of like 100 or like 200 people.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
No, I would do the same, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why, but you know, like, all the stuff in the airport, like, being so mean, but, like, they don't literally, like, they're not that strict about the rules, so.
Yeah. Literally, they're so tekito.
Yeah, tekito.
Yeah, but sometimes lying works.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also one time, I think that's the time I had so many traveling in the same month. So my passport looked kind of chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
So the worker at the immigration counter like asked a bunch of questions to me. And she was like, so which university do you go to? And I was like, U of T. And like, what kind of major are you studying? And I was like, media studies, stats. And she was like, oh, what's the last final exam you took?
What?
And I was like,
wild.
Wait a second, what was that? And I was like, da da da. And like, you know, like she wouldn't know the like truth, you know? Like I could easily lie, you know?
Well, I think that's the point. Like she doesn't need to know.
No.
The truth. She just needs to catch you sweating.
And I was like, oh, what was the last exam I took? I was like, I think that was stats 203, which is... And she was like, what are you studying for stats 203? I was like, that's kind of hard to explain because it's all about statistics. So, well, I explained. But, you know, she didn't let me go. So she continued, like, asking me questions and what kind of stuff you you had in your luggage. And I was like, oh, the souvenirs from Japan and oh, the instant noodles and, you know, all the food and some clothes that I bought from Japan. And she was like, what kind of food do you have? And I really don't know why, but I said furikake.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, what's furikake?
Girl, you don't want to know. Like, you know, you're not even interested. Like,
and you know, I said, that's flavorful powder. And, you know,
that does not sound good.
I know. And she was like, powder? And then she was like, that's not like drug or anything like that. Like, then I was like, yeah, of course, it's the powder you put on the lice. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, then. Yeah, she just let me go.
Well, I think that was the longest immigration process.
process that I experienced. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in that month, like, I went to Hawaii from Toronto. And from Hawaii, I went back to Tokyo. And from Tokyo, I went to Toronto. So that didn't look good for the immigration people.
Does it?
Because it's not like lounge, like I didn't purchase any lounge trip flight. But you know, I had student visa to Canada. Mm. So like there's no way that like I came to Toronto illegally to work or like to study. Because you know, I got legit permission to study in Canada. So
it's really a nightmare if you get caught. Even if you're, like, innocent, they can lock you in this small room for, like, hours and, like, won't let you go. But I get it. They have to be cautious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I luckily haven't, like, ran into anyone that's, like, overly mean. Most of my encounters, they were, like, actually really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, asking me questions. Nice. They're like, oh, you're studying abroad? I'm like, yeah, for a year. They're like, which college? And I'm like, oh, this college. And I'm like, oh, have fun. Have a good year. And I was like, thanks. And yeah.
Yeah, she was so mean. Like, she literally asked me, like, what's the last exam you took? And I was like, what was that?
Like, this is why the line is so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate immigration. Like, it really depends on, like, what airlines landed the same time as you two. Because, like, sometimes you're lucky that, like, you're the only, like, passengers on the flight to go through immigration. Then, like, that'll, like, go through pretty quickly. But if you have, like, other flights that landed on the same time, then, like, everyone needs to, like, go through that same immigration. So, it takes hours and hours. When I went to the States and I had a layover at Dallas, I had to go through immigration there to catch the next flight, and that took like 2-3 hours. And this Korean boys that was like in line in front of me, I think, they had to catch the next flight, and that was in 30 minutes. So they were panicking because the line was not going forward at all. So they were trying to get help from the workers, but none of them were paying attention, or like everyone was like there's nothing we can do. But then the passengers around us heard the commotion, and they're like, oh, you can get in front of me. Like, you know, the person that was like in the front of the lane was like, you can get in front of me. So like, they were really nice. And that Korean boys was able to get on the plane.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So sometimes it's not the workers that help you. It's the passengers.
Yeah, I know.
Around you that help you out.
And maybe other thing we can talk about is the baggage lost.
Oh, true. Have you ever had that experience?
Yeah, once in Hawaii. one person from business class took my luggage. And we had same luggage, like same color, same brand, same size. And he already left the airport to the hotel. But I didn't notice until I noticed that the password is wrong.
Sounds like a movie.
Yeah, password of the luggage is wrong because, you know, I couldn't open up my luggage. So I was like, oh, that's weird. And I checked the luggage tag and there is another person's name is on it. So I was like, oh my God, that's not my luggage. Yeah.
And what did you do?
So that was Korean Air. So mm-hmm. I went to their counter saying, oh, I think I got someone else's luggage. But there wasn't another luggage in the arrival.
In the baggage claim.
Yeah, the baggage claim. Mm-hmm. So could you search it? And then the staff was searching for me. And yeah, she found out that the guy took my luggage. And yeah.
Did he come back?
Oh, and then so the staff called him and he picked the phone, but he already left the airport. So it's going to take another 3 to 4 hours until he came back to the airport. So me and my friend went to hotel and the Air Korea sent my luggage to the hotel.
Mm, that's nice. Well, it's not nice, but it's nice that you got it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some people these days put air tags in their luggage to track their luggage.
Mm.
And it works, actually. I've seen a couple people track their luggage because of the air tag, and they contacted the companies and they're like, my air tag says it's at this airport. Can you pick it up for me? So that's one hack.
Well, I think that's too much.
Is it? I think I'd do it.
I mean, the airline would find out, so.
I mean, I don't trust airlines.
Oh, okay.
No, they can be really savage. They can be really not helpful. And I don't know. I've heard way too many stories trust. Okay. Air companies. That's not Japanese. So better be safe than sorry.
Mm.
Yeah. I luckily have never encountered luggage lost or something like that.
Yeah. It's my first time. It was my first time. And I hope it's not going to happen again.
Hopefully the last.
Mm-hmm.
That's why some people put a lot of stickers on it.
Yeah.
To, make it easier to identify.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's a luggage that is pretty popular and a lot of people own the same luggage, then yeah.
But I don't want to put stickers on my luggage.
Me either. I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just had to identify it by the strap thingy that you put outside.
Well, yeah, and I sometimes see the troubles regarding the purchasing the flight tickets on X, Twitter. And because some people purchase flight tickets via Expedia or Booking.com and not through the official airline website. And they'll have some trouble regarding the ticket. So, for example, sometimes the flight got delayed and there is no insurance to cover by those travel agency.
Mm-hmm.
So they will not prepare another flight for them, or they will not return the cost of the ticket.
Mm.
So, but I never book the tickets on those travel agencies. So I always try to buy the tickets on offshore airline website. So that's one of the tips, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I booked a hotel on those Expedia or Booking.com, but not flight ticket.
Or sometimes people buy a package deal of both flights and hotel. I don't really recommend it, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone I know recently went to Hawaii, but they forgot to get ESTA for some reason. They didn't know that they needed ESTA. So when they got to the airport, they obviously couldn't get on the plane. Mm-hmm. So they had to come back and register for ESTA. But they booked the flight and the accommodations at the same website, or it was a package thing. So they lost a lot of money for that, which is unfortunate.
Whoa, that's sad.
Yeah. So don't forget Visa, first of all.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. And yeah, when some trouble happens, I don't think it's the best choice to kind of make it a package deal.
Hmm.
But I've done like this package trip to Hawaii once when I was a sophomore in college, I think. Mm. Yeah, it was through, ,旅行会社.
JTB.
JTB. And it was like 12万.
Mm.
For
including the hotel and tickets?
Yeah, for 4泊6日.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't that expensive back then.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it's like really expensive. But yeah, I remember like booking it, but like we had to like pay in cash for some reason. So
what? That's so sketchy.
I know. So I had to withdraw 12万元.
Uh-huh.
At like a random ATM, and when I was walking to the store, the mm-hmm. JTB store, I was so paranoid. I was like, oh my god, mm-hmm. I have 12万 cash. Mm-hmm. Like, what if someone robs me? What if someone saw that I withdrew 12万 mm-hmm. from the ATM? I was so scared.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, like, we had to pay in cash, so I paid in cash. That was weird.
Yeah,
I know. But I've done that package thing. And honestly, like, it was convenient because, like, Hawaii has, like, a trolley, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And that was, like, included and, like, it was...
Because mm-hmm. it's organized by JTB.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, a lot of things were, like, included and, like, it was made easier for us and, like, mm-hmm. they drove us from the airport to the hotel and, like, and everything was so easy and so mm-hmm. organized. And, like, I guess it's because it's JTB, you know? Mm. It's a pretty reliable company.
Mm.
So, like, it can be really easy, I guess. But just be careful, I guess. That's funny. I still think about that day. 12万円.
Oh, 12万円.
That's funny.
12万円. Cash.
Yeah. A fucking 18, 19-year-old holding
yeah.
a 12万円.
And that's such a big event.
I know. It was so funny. You know what's crazy? People in the US, they're really used to driving, right?
Mm-hmm.
An hour, 2 hours drive is like nothing for them. That's like commute to them. So like driving is not a big deal. And like a lot of people have like flying anxiety. So like they would rather like drive for 10 hours than take a plane for like 1 hour.
What?
Like it's crazy. I would never want to drive for like 10 hours.
Yeah. I don't think I can do it for like, I don't know, 5 hours of
me
driving.
Neither. From here to Osaka is like 6 hours, 7 hours, 7 hours, mm-hmm. 6 hours ish.
Yeah.
I think I can do that, but I would rather not.
Yeah. I would rather take a Shinkansen or airplane.
Same. Or like drive with friends and like switch driver like after like an hour or two. But yeah, the most I've done is like 3-4 hours. And that was really tiring, so.
Yeah, not for us.
Not for me. I see a lot of debates. Like, and people in the UK or like Europe or I don't know, they're like, for example, like this American person is like asking this English person, they're like, oh, where do you live? And they're like, oh, I live at this city, this town. And they're like, oh, like, how far is that from London? And they're like, oh, 2 hours driving. And they're like, oh, so that's pretty much like London. And but like the English people, like, gets really like upset or like gets offended because they're like, for them, they're like, 2 hours, that's not London. But for people in the States, they're like, 2 hours, that's like nothing. So like that's pretty much London. So like the standard when it comes to like driving is like really different. Yeah,
that means like 4 hours of commuting, like, back mm-hmm. and forth.
But some people do it in the States. I think it's like average commute is like 45 minutes, which is like similar in Japan too. We just don't drive. We just take the train. But yeah, I see this like argument sometimes on TikTok. Like people in Europe are like, it's not the same. And people in the US in the comments are like, that's pretty much, that's like nothing for us. Like I've once drove like an hour and a half because I wanted this specific cupcake.
What?
I would never drive an hour and a half for a cupcake.
Yeah, but that's the one of the reasons why our podcast is pretty popular in the States, because, you know, they're listening podcasts while driving to the office for like 2 hours.
Yeah, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But like, you can do that in Japan too, honestly. Like, you can listen to podcasts in the train. So I'm like, podcasts can be like more popular in Japan because people commute anyway. And like, Japanese podcasts normally are pretty short. They're like 10 to 20 minutes, I think. Our podcast is like really long.
Yes, well, our podcast should be shorter as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I think our audience gravitates towards longer podcasts too. Like, we have that, you know, statistics on the Google Sheets.
But, you know, I always wonder, like, in what kind of, like, occasion, like, our listeners, like, listening to this long episode. Because I think the average of, like, commuting is, like, less than an hour, so.
Yeah, less than an hour or even, like, 10 minutes for some people.
Or less than 30 minutes.
Yeah. Or maybe they listen, like, in sections. I don't know. Let us know. Let us know. When do you listen to an hour-long episode?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like longer episodes, but that's just me.
Yeah, because, you know, I like to listen to the podcast broadcasting by the American people or, like, you know, the Canadian people. But, you know, it's always, like, longer than at least 30 to 40 minutes, so I can't finish the episode within one commuting. So that's kind of stressful for me.
Stressful.
Yeah.
Do you not listen back or like listen to the rest?
I kind of want to finish episode in one time. So
I think Japanese in general like shorter content, honestly. 10 minutes is like the ideal for a Japanese audience for like anything, YouTube, podcasts, but sorry if it's too long. I like it long, so. And I mean, if you can say a lot of things about one topic and like put it into one episode, then that's like, I don't know, convenient for the listeners.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. I should put in like the timestamps more often so people can like skip.
Oh.
I do put on timestamps for some of the episodes, but you can only like skip it on Spotify. You have to like manually do it on Apple Podcasts. Sadly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's it for, it's more like airport anxiety, I feel like we talked about.
Oh, I thought the term of travel anxiety is more like, more focusing on the airport.
I mean, travel anxiety could be like hotel.
Oh.
Or like, you know, touring the city or during the actual trip. But like, know, like, if you're like anxious.
Yeah.
If you're anxious like during the whole trip, then like don't go.
Yeah. I was literally going to say the same thing. I was
like, like, enjoy the trip.
Yeah, I think travel, like traveling is not
for you.
Suitable for you. Just keep up.
That's very true. That's very true.
Yeah.
But I get it though. Like, I have travel anxiety.
Yeah, I had travel anxiety in my solo trip, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you live and you learn, I guess. I haven't gone international in, like, 4 years? Ooh. 5 years? So, it's been a minute for me, too, and I'm honestly scared to go anywhere. Like, I think I can go to the States, because I know how it works over there. I think I can go to Canada as well. And I think I can go to Asian countries, too, honestly.
Yeah.
But Europe? I don't know. I don't know. Unknown territory for me. But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode. If you have any requests, always leave them in the Google Sheets below. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.